next item is Black Creek Cove, amend condition sidewalks, Road 317.
This is a request to delete the condition of approval requiring sidewalks on one side of all streets within this subdivision. This 68-lot standard subdivision received final approval August 25th of 2005. The potential new owner and the homeowners association are requesting that the requirement be deleted. We provided you a copy of the letter from the potential new developer and the homeowners association, and it explained why they would like to do away with the sidewalks.
Well, Mr. Chairman, again, this is in my small area of responsibility in this county, and as the commission knows, I'm not one to quickly give up on amenities that have been approved or imposed, whether they ever imposed or proffered. However, in reviewing the record of this particular project, having gone back and looked at the minutes and visiting the site, and the fact that there are homes that have been built there, but there are no sidewalks. And of course, like a lot of rural subdivisions, it's built with swales that maybe we could stick a sidewalk in there, but given that it's a standard subdivision, given that this thing has been through all the change in ownerships that it has been, and removing the sidewalks will not present a significant denial of an amenity to the future residents, let alone the current residents who don't want to build it, I'm more amenable to it. At the same time, I'm disturbed that, you know, we had a subdivision that was approved and was being built, and the sidewalks were not being put in as was required. So I don't know how that happened. You know, the streets are in, you know, and perhaps the other stuff is in, but why not the sidewalks? Is that not something that should be bonded? I don't know. Is it bonded?
Typically, it just depends on, you know, the case, but typically that on current subdivisions. I don't know when this one originally went through the bonding process, but that's something that is bonded.
I don't think they were required back in 05 or 06, but they are now.
Yeah.
Today, currently, the required bond on all the amenities, separate from the street, separate from the stormwater. Back then, they were required to bond the streets and the stormwater. And now we've caught up, I guess, and part bonding everything. And, the streets are in, but they're not complete. They've got the first coats.
First coats,
and they've got a little section of street that's not finished that's going to be built. There's a few other little issues that are being resolved.
I would imagine there are. And given the, like I said, given the history of this project, and now we're dealing with a new owner rather than the original. If it was the original one, I might have a different approach to it. unless I hear some objections from my fellow commissioners,
did all 28 people respond?
We got just a letter from the homeowners association.
So we don't know if there's buy-in on all 28. We just know that
letter just states majority, which would be 15, at least 15.
But when's the homeowner association usually formed? Isn't it usually when there's 50% or more?
You know, and this one goes back, so it's none of the new laws. Yeah, so it's going to depend on what the restrictive covenants say.
Well, and like I say, had the other owner, had the existing owners put in sidewalks, then that would be a different story. I would think, you know, if they'd already had the homes that were built had the existing sidewalks, then I think the whole project should be completed that way.
But if I was one of the homeowners and I bought in thinking I was getting sidewalks, and now I'm one of the 16 that got overrun, I don't know if that's
true. Good point.
Gentlemen, I believe that the homeowners, such as they were, I believe there might have been, in an attempt to resolve some of these issues, I think that they'd hired a local council to represent their interests. So I'm I'm satisfied that the homeowners association, or what is represented as a HOA, does speak for the majority of the people that are there. Like Mr. Johnson, I don't like taking amenities out of a subdivision, but I think this one meets the criteria for me to be able to bend with the breeze on this, and I have seen this site. It is a rural site that I think could go from that. They have a sidewalk out in front that is the Del Dot
sidewalk to nowhere.
Sidewalk and the
multimodal
the signage, the multimodal, yeah. But Mr. Burton, if that gives you any insight, I think that they have formed as a group, or at least a quasi group, and have council representing them on some issues.
I believe this is one too, just from my involvement with engineering upstairs, where there was some turnover, you know, and I think in terms of the developer, and then whether the bank took it back, I think it'll be good in the big picture just to get this rolling again with a private developer to build it out, so it's not a, you know, a half or third built subdivision at all, you know. I think county engineering will be happy to see it in there moving again too, as well as the people that are there.
Okay. Mr. Burton?
Okay.
Okay.
A lot of the comments in the letter, I don't think, passed the litmus test for me, but seeing the site and knowing a little bit about the things that aren't covered, I mean, I don't get the issue of the trees uprooting the sidewalks and things out there. That's what happens. But
I agree, Mr. Smith. I think the initial information that I had me thinking one way, but the research that I did do and discussion with staff and as well as the visit to the site is what swayed me in the other direction.
We certainly recognize and admire your remaining critically open-minded throughout the process.
Absolutely. Mr. Chairman, given our discussion concerning Black Creek Cove amended condition on Road 317, my motion is for approval of the elimination of the condition requiring sidewalks on one side of all streets within this subdivision.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the amended condition of removing the sidewalks from Black Creek Cove Road 317. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried.